Next question is Joyce, Joyce, Rogers, Rogers, chief complaint, diabetes, hypertension, family history of colon cancer, headache and dizziness. Patient is a well-known a 62-year-old woman who comes to us for follow-up multiple medical issues and problems. She needs a refill on her medication. She says her blood sugar is doing well at home, blood pressure is doing well, has had no issues with gout, has had no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meningitis, or convulsion, period. In the paragraph, we talked about the fact that she has a family history of colon cancer, and she has chosen to do nothing about it. She says she'll consider doing a colonoscopy later, but doesn't want to talk about it again today. Next time is see medication list, opposite page. Next time is medical problems, reviewed, opposite page. Surgery, tubal ligation, appendectomy, social, no smoking, no drinking, no drug use. Next number, patient does need to have blood work done, and we'll come back fasting tomorrow. On allergy, put the allergy morphine and penicillin. COVID immunization up to date. Then 183 pounds, slightly elevated by 7 pounds. 98%, 98.4, 20, 79, 158 over, 138 over 76. Heart positive, small positive, still lung sphere, bronchi, abdomen, soft neck, which of these things shows no rash around the mucosa with lesion. There is evidence of otitis media in this, in the ears bilaterally. Number one, gout, stable. Number two, depression, doing very well. Number three, hypertension control. Number four, otitis media. Next one is AdZPAC. Next one is AdMedrol Dospac. Next one is AdMed. Flonix. Next number, continue with metformin once a day, but I explained to her that she should take that twice a day at 500. Next number, check blood work ASAP. Next number is finding, discuss with patient. Next number is family history, colon cancer, must have colonoscopy. She knows that, but she still has decided against it. Next number, she decides, she promises to do better. Next number is mammogram. Don't talk to me about that. She doesn't want a mammogram ever again. Ma'am, could you look for Elizabeth Christensen? Thank you. All right. Next patient is Elizabeth Christensen, Elizabeth Christensen, Christiansen, 12/30/70. Today is 9/20. Cough, congestion, sore throat, leg pain. It's a 53-year-old woman, exercises, avid exerciser, comes in with a complaint of soreness over the right thigh, no hip involvement, no back involvement, no numbness, no tingling, no radiculopathy. Patient, it hurts when she does certain exercises. She's going to the beach. She says she's going to do a lot of walking. I told her it's best for her not to do any exercises involving the leg until it gets better, period. The paragraph, she complains of no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meningitis, seizure, convulsion, period. Her weight, stable, period. Medication, singular. COVID immunization, not medical problems, asthma, controlled with singular, no rescue inhaler use for some time. Surgery, appendectomy, tubal ligation. Last period, menopause, no smoking, no drinking, lives with her husband, very happily married. Let's see, allergy, none, 137 pounds, 99%, 97.9, 1689, 124 over 80, heart positive, small positive, still lungs are clear. Skin shows no rash around the coast with an allergy, logical non focal patient, has slight effusion. Have insurance bilaterally. Neurological non-focal. Mammogram is up to date. Number one, colonoscopy is up to date. Number two, otitis media. Next one is ZPAC. Next one is Medrol Dospac. Next one is Mucinex DM samples. Next number is leg pain. Next one is Admobic 15 milligram. Next number, she's not a candidate for. She doesn't need any X-rays because of the location of the pain. Next one is avoid exercises that would cause the pain to get worse. Next number, ultrasound up to date. Next number is the patient's recent blood test was done in May of this year, which was within normal limits. Next number is to come back in 3 months for a follow-up. Next number is if the leg doesn't get any better, we'll proceed with an MRI and possibly EMG at a later date. Thank you.